Now, there's been so much talk in the news over the last couple of weeks and months about the rental crisis here in Ireland. And of course, we've had all that controversy about landlords and whether or not the eviction ban should be lifted. Of course, it was lifted. A lot of people felt it shouldn't be lifted. But long before that even happened, people were telling us here in Kerry that they were finding it increasingly difficult to find somewhere to rent. And not everybody can afford a mortgage or to buy their own house. Well, my first guest this afternoon is in a very difficult position, but he knows all too well what it's like to be searching unsuccessfully for somewhere to live, because unfortunately he has to leave his home of the last 17 years along with his family and go to find somewhere else to live here in Kerry, which is proving very difficult indeed. Edwin de Groots joins me on the line to tell me the story. Edwin, you're very welcome, first of all.
Hello, Deirdre. Thank you very much for having me.
My pleasure. Tell us where exactly you're living, and then you might explain to us what your situation with renting is now.
Yes. Well, we're living right in between Enniscol and Lisboa, just on a lovely little back road in an old two-storey farmhouse with a nice garden around it.
And who's in the family?
Who's in the family? It's my wife, Jessica, our five-year-old son, Peter, and myself.
Just the three of you?
Just the three of us, yeah.
And what happened? You've been there for 17 years. You absolutely love it, I gather. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah, it's our home, really. You know, from the moment we saw it 17 years ago, or almost 18 years ago, when we were looking for a house to live here when we came from Holland, you know, we kind of fell in love with it. And we made it our home in the last 17 years.
And I'd imagine that your little boy probably took his first steps there, and there's lots of memories associated with it.
He did, yeah. He took his first steps. He had his first gash in the head when he fell on the doorstep. You know, it's full of memories.
All of that. Now, you want to be very clear and to stress, Edwin, that this isn't a case of a greedy landlord. Anything but, in fact.
Absolutely not. I mean, I've always been saying we have the best landlord you can imagine. And even now, after he asked us to leave, I'm nothing but grateful for the last 17 years that... he gave us, because they've always been good to us. The rent has always been more than reasonable. If there was ever a problem, they were there for us, you know, not just with the house, but, you know, private things as well. And it's just, unfortunately, things turned out, you know, a little bit different than they'd imagined. And, you know, we're here in this situation now where we actually have to leave our house.
Yeah, and it's to no fault of the landlord, but we don't need to go into that. But obviously they need the house themselves now. So you find yourselves in the position that after 17 years you need to find somewhere new to rent. How's that been going?
It's difficult, but you know, we've got an awful lot of support from the community here. I think the whole of the peninsula is looking out for us and seeing if they can find a house. We had a few leads on houses, so we're still following up on that. So it's not all desperate, and you know, we'll be fine. You know, we're hopeful.
You're hopeful, but there isn't a whole lot of availability, I gather.
No, there isn't. There isn't. I mean, everybody you talk to, especially people that you know a little bit more about it, either people that have been renting for the long term or real estate agents or everybody, when you say, you know, you've been asked to leave your house, they go like, ooh, you know, which sort of tells you that it's going to be hard to find something suitable or to find something at all, to be honest, yeah.
Now, I presume you don't want to leave the West Kerry area where you live, Edwin, that you don't want to travel too far from where you are, because that's home, and I presume your little boy is at school and stuff like that.
Yeah, he's in. That's just what, like you said, this is our home, and we don't want to go anywhere else if we can help it. You know, we work here. Our boy's in school in Lisboa, and he loves it. And we enjoy being here, and we have friends here, and you know, it's a place we want to be, and it's not a bad place to be, I think.
Mm-hmm. Were you surprised by the lack of available houses to rent?
No, because I knew about situations from, you know, hearing from other people and the news that, you know, it was grim. You know, there's very few houses around for rent, and you know, it's hard to get any if you're looking. Yeah,
yeah.
And I know people have actually moved away from the area because they couldn't find anything.
Okay, so as we speak at this moment, you've got nowhere once you finish up. And when do you have to be out?
Well, we have a bit of time, luckily enough. So obviously we would have a good few months because we've been in the house so long. But you don't want to drag these things out, and we're in good relationship with the landlord, so we want to see if we can find something suitable as quick as we can.
But you're worried at the same time.
Sorry?
You're worried at the same time, Edwin.
Of course I'm worried, yeah. I'm hopeful, but I'm also very afraid, really, to be honest, that we end up homeless or that we have to end up having to leave the area.
So there's nothing in the area at the moment?
There's, like I said, there's a few houses. We've got a few leads. There's actually, there's a house coming up fairly soon. There's somebody living in it yet. It's not definite, so we need to check that out and see if the rent is affordable. And there was another house as well that we're kind of checking. So there, it's looking a bit more positive than it was last week when we, after we heard the news. But
yeah,
yeah.
And what was surprising, or maybe not surprising, was you put it up on social media, the situation that you found yourselves in. You put it on Facebook. You got a lot of reaction from people who I understand were in the same boat or are still in the same boat.
Yeah, well, as soon as you start telling people about this, they start telling you about other people that are in the same situations. And actually, I've heard of two other families that have a very similar situation to us that had been in the house for a very long time. And were asked to leave. Now, I don't know the reasons behind that, but obviously for them it must have been a shock as well, and just as difficult to find something new.
Yeah, and what kind of things are people saying to you? I understand from social media, from Facebook, that people have been very supportive.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's looking out for us. They're all asking neighbours and friends and people they know. We're in a fortunate situation that we know a lot of people. I work in the local printer in Dingle. And so, you have a fairly good relationship with most of our customers. And, as soon as you start telling people, say, there's a bungalow down the road, there's nobody living in it, I'll check it out for you, that sort of thing. So people are asking around and people are spreading the word. And that's very nice. I was actually surprised by the amount of support we got.
Yeah. Dingle, I presume, would be completely out of the question because I understand it's very hard to get somewhere to rent in Dingle.
Oh yeah, I think it's impossible to Dingle unless you're right there at the right moment when somebody's moving out and you're ready to move in. It's impossible. I mean, we're lucky that we want to find something out of town because there's opportunities out of town. But if you would be looking for something inside Dingle, it's all holiday homes or Airbnb, or there's people living there for the season workers. It's very near impossible to find anything in town itself.
If it came to it, Edwin, if it had to happen that you had to move out of West Kerry to a different part of the county, would you?
if it comes to it, we have no choice. But that will be the last resort.
Yeah.
We want to stay here because this is where we made our home and this is where we want to be. Yeah.
Okay.
And this is where work is and school and everything, so...
Yeah, and after 17 years, you must be part of the fabric of the community.
I hope so. I mean, as a blow-in, you're never a local, I think. It takes about 10 generations. We're well-known and we know a good few people around here and we've made great friends, so yes.
Okay. So where you live again, would you describe it as kind of Ownlaskal, but you're not too far from Lispole either?
We're actually right on the border. There's this little stream running very close to our house, and that's just the border between the Ownlaskal area and the Lispole area. So,
okay. Yeah. So, I mean, you're working, you're a good tenant. There's no reason why you couldn't pay rent. You've got everything on your side. So I guess if there are people out there who have a house, they should perhaps get in contact with you? Or did you say you have a few leads anyway, but at the same time, it's no harm if anyone did want to get in contact with you?
Absolutely not. If anybody has anything available, I'd love to know because we're desperate to find something quickly and something that would suit a small family.
A family of three.
And with a bit of a garden, hopefully, because we love to garden and we love to be outside and enjoy the lovely, Kerry nature. So, yes, if anybody has anything available, we would love to hear it.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you for coming on, Edwin. And you never know who might be listening and who might get in touch. with us and hopefully get you out of your dilemma, because it would be so, I mean, Kerry is, I know you're Dutch, but Kerry is home for you at this stage now, isn't it, after all those years?
Yeah, it is. It is. Every time we go back to Holland to visit family or friends, we always say, oh, we go home. And we're glad to be home, you know, as soon as the plane lands in Cork and you drive over the county bounds, you know, you know, home is very near. So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Kerry is home. Well, look, Edwin, yeah. I'm so glad you spoke to us, because I think you're highlighting an experience that unfortunately many other people have been in and will be in Kerry and beyond, given the current rental crisis. So thank you for doing that. And on a positive note, I'm glad you have a few leads. I hope somebody listening might be tempted to get in touch with you, and maybe something might come up and you'll find yourselves in a new home that's not too far from where you are at the moment. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you very much. We're hopeful. You know, things will turn out fine in the end, I'm sure.
Hopefully. Okay. All the best, Edwin. Take care. That's Edwin de Groots there, living in, as he said, the Lispo-Launeskall border. And just to stress again, this is not a classic case of a greedy landlord who is looking to put the house up for Airbnb or something like that. There are circumstances in the background that we can't go into, obviously, but Edwin has only good things to say about his landlord. And it's just unfortunate that the landlord can't continue to keep renting the house to him and his wife and child. So they find themselves possibly staring down the face of being homeless in a few weeks' time if they don't find somewhere else to live. There's such a shortage of properties out there for rent. Nobody's renting. I know from talking to estate agents, they say that the word landlord is a dirty word these days. People don't like the way landlords are perceived, and landlords are deciding for themselves that they're going to either sell or move into these houses themselves, perhaps, or keep them for family members, because the whole renting situation has become so problematic. If you've any thoughts on that, or any advice for Edwin maybe, or perhaps you are somebody who's in a situation like him, that you're trying to find somewhere to rent at the moment and coming up against a dead end, you might like to share your story with us. It would be good to probe this a little further. You'll find us on 083 300 3300. We would love to hear from you. Now, after the break, we'll be talking about that story involving the Arsenal soccer team. We'll be talking about kids' birthday parties, and Councillor Charlie Farrelly joins us to voice his concern about an ongoing problem with dumping in Castle Island.